It has gone 9:33 Central African Time. It is a basic fiqh program with Mufti Zubair Bayat. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana. And assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saab, we trust that you are doing well this morning, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what about yourself, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab. In our previous discussion, we spoke about the fact that Rabiul Awwal injects within a Muslim a renewed sense of energy in terms of the seerah and the sunnah. And we mentioned that our discussions should not only be limited to this month, and it should continue throughout the year. It should not be a seasonal love, as Mufti Saab mentioned last week. We also discussed the other events that took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, for example, the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who passed away on the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. The eclipse also took place on that day, and Zainab bint Khuzaymah radiyallahu ta'ala anha also passed away in this month. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah also passed away in this month. The conquest of Constantinople, which is known as Islambul or Istanbul, which was conquered by Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih, also took place in this month. And that's where we left off, Mufti Saab, with your nice experiences of the Blue Mosque.
Yes, jazakumullah khairan for that, Maulana, for the recap. Yes, alhamdulillah, we did discuss those aspects of the month of Rabiul Awwal. Today, I think I would like to commence our discussions before we go into further aspects relating to the seerah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would like to speak about the demise of one of the great personalities of the Ummah yesterday, Maulana. And we are all aware of the fact that Haji Abdul Wahab rahmatullah alayhi, whose actual name I think was Rao Abdul Wahab, based on the documentations, his official documents, but he was popularly and well known and well loved with the name of Haji Abdul Wahab or Bhai Abdul Wahab. He passed away yesterday, and his janaza salah took place at Rai Wind, where he was based, and he spent almost all his life there in Rai Wind. And approximately 1.2 million, according to some stats, and maybe even more, or whatever the figure is not important, but it was indeed a huge, huge crowd of people that attended his janaza salah, which was supposed to be held after Maghrib, but due to the excessive crowd that came in, it had to be delayed slightly to about 8 p.m. last night. So, Haji Abdul Wahab, rahmatullah alayhi, was one of those people who was not a conventional alim, or who had not studied as for an alim course at a Darul Uloom. But nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed in his heart the great love for the ummah, the great love for the deen. And as a result of which, he dedicated his whole life for the deen. He dedicated his whole life for the ummah. And he was constantly in a state of restlessness on the plight of the ummah and the condition of the ummah and the state of affairs as far as the weakness of the ummah is concerned and its neglect of its primary responsibility and duty of da'wat ilallah. So Haji Abdul Wahab sallallahu rahmatullah alayhi dedicated his whole life for the revival of the deen and the revival of the work of deen, the effort of Dawah, inviting people to Islam and preserving the deen. This was his lifelong mission. They say he spent approximately 75 years of his life, or somewhere around there, in this effort of revival of the deen. From the little information that came across on various platforms, we see that he was actually born on the 1st of January 1923. Right, so when he passed away, he was well over 90 years of age. In fact, he would be 95 approximately, or 94, almost 95. Islamically, he would perhaps be almost 97 years old. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a very long life, and he made maximum use of this life in the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a good fortune of any person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him long life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then uses him for the service of his deen and for the benefit of his makhluk and his creation. So Hadisab, when he was born, he was actually born in Delhi, and he grew up there, and he spent his formative years there, and it was at this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the opportunity of meeting Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. It was in 1944 that he actually joined the Jamaat work. So he would have been about 21 years old. And he spent time in the company of the very founder of the Jamaat work, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. And there are not very many people left in the world. Hadi Sahib may have been among the last few who actually met the founder of the work of Dawat al-Tabligh in its renewed form that we know in today's day and age, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Kandilwi Rahmatullah Ali. So Hadi Sahib had the opportunity of gaining the companionship of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, and he also was affiliated to other great Ahlullah and pious people. He was a student of Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, and he spent time in the Khanqah of Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali in Raipur at the Khanqah, and he gained, he learned the zikr there, and he gained spiritual upliftment there, and he was even granted khilafat by Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali. So he was among the last two surviving deputies of Hazrat Raipuri. Hazrat Raipuri's two remaining khulafa, he was the last amongst the last. He was now the second last. There is only one such khalifa of Hazrat Raipuri who lives now in today's time, and that is Maulana Iftikhar Kandilwi Damat Barakatuhum, who is in Kandla, very very ill, also way into his 90s. So these were the last two surviving khulafa of Hazrat Raipuri, Hadi Sahib. Then came to Pakistan, and for a short while he worked as a government official, but then he gave up all employment and he dedicated himself day and night to be in the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He, together with some companions, established the Raiwin Markaz. They were actually looking at establishing a Markaz somewhere in Lahore, but they could not find any place, suitable place, and they had to look outside, and they found this little sleepy village of Raiwin, a slight distance away from Lahore, and there, by the will of Allah, they established a little markaz, a little headquarters. It was very small and it was very limited in its facilities, but over a period of time, with the nusrat and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it grew and grew and grew, and it was the sacrifices of the pious elders that actually contributed to the growth of this markaz of Raiwin. Until today, it is now recognized as one of the leading markazes of the world. And literally millions of people have gone to Raiwin. They have attended the ijtimaas at Raiwin. They have attended all the mashwaras at Raiwin, and they have spent time there, and people from every corner of the world, every part of the world have been to Raiwin, and they've experienced this amazing factory of human beings, we could call it. Factory of Iman, factory of Deen, factory of the effort of Deen, factory of the fikr of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Day and night, there's only talks of Deen that are taking place, ta'aleem halqas, and muzakara halqas, and mashwaras. There's nothing else that is spoken about in Raiwin other than Deen and the effort of Deen. And Hadi Sahab, with absolute istiqamah and steadfastness, he would hardly go home. His tarteeb, from what I hear from people, is that normally when you're in Jamaat, you spend 3 days in the path of Allah, then you spend 27 days at home. His pattern of work was, he would spend 27 days in a markaz and he would spend 3 days at home. So this was the extent of sacrifice that Hadi Sahab made. And he was considered amongst the first of five people in Pakistan who dedicated and gave life for this work of Deen. And then in 1992, when Haji Bashir Sahab, who was the Amir of Raiwin, passed away, then Haji Sahab was appointed as the Amir of Markaz Raiwin, and he occupied this position from 1992 to the year 2018. So this was approximately 26 years, I think, Maulana.
Maulana,
yes, 92 to 2018, about 26 years that he's been the Amir of the Raiwin Markaz, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So this is a person who was just an ordinary person. He was not an alim in the conventional sense of the word, but Allahu Akbar, he dedicated himself, he dedicated his life for the Deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much of respect that ulama used to flock around him, and they used to come to him for mashwara, and they used to learn from him. And we see such a huge janaza. Haji Sahab used to give a lot of advices. He used to give bayan over an hour or so every day for years and years of his life. And he had a constant message about dedicating oneself for the hidayat of mankind, looking towards mankind with absolute compassion, looking towards people with love and mercy. This was the constant message of Haji Sahab. I think towards the end of his life, his message was summarized again. I'm not sure if he did the summary himself, or somebody summarized it, but this was the summary of his message again at the end of his life. And he said that do the effort of Deen and dedicate yourself for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and look towards humanity and mankind with the gaze of compassion and mercy. So this was the amazing message that came from him, and this was his constant mission in life. And he brought literally hundreds of thousands of people onto this message. Many, many great ulama of the world have expressed their deep grief and sorrow on the demise of Haji Sahab from around the world. In Nizamuddin, in Saranpur, in Deoband, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, one of the leading ulama of our time, and who rightfully has the title of Shaykhul Islam of our age, he used to say that, he said, in fact, in one of his tweets, that Haji Saab's demise is a loss for the whole Ummah, because he dedicated himself to the effort of Tabligh in such a way that the whole world benefited from his efforts. More than 200 countries of the world were affected by the efforts of Haji Saab. Haji Saab sent Jamaat to more than 200 countries, and the effort was of Deen, masjids, madrasas, institutions of Deen were all revived through the efforts of Haji Saab and through his sending of the Jamaat to these different countries of the world. So whether it is east or west, north or south, there is hardly any part of the world that did not gain the tremendous benefit of Haji Saab's efforts. So this is this great personality, and once more the Ummah is facing the loss of a great person, great personality, a pious personality, a spiritual personality. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Ummah from fitnas after the demise of these great people, and the Ummah is not subjected to any kind of tests after the demise of these pious people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts of Haji Saab and grant him Jannatul Firdaus and complete maghfirat and the acceptance of all of his efforts, and make it a handsome sabqah jariyah for him and all his pious predecessors. And yes, Haji Saab appointed three people after him at Markaz in Rai Wing, that now they will be responsible to take decisions. So he appointed three ulama, alhamdulillah. Maulana Nazrul Rahman, who is a very pious person, and Sheikh Tariqat, Sheikh Kamil, the Khalifa of Hazrat Khadir Khan Muhammad Rahmatul Ali. He has been appointed as the decision maker and main coordinator of the Mashwaras and so on. And if he's not there, then Maulana Ahmad Batla. And if he's not there, then Maulana Ubaidullah. So Haji Saab left behind people to continue the work after him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen them and grant them the ability to continue the work and protect them and the entire Ummah from all kinds of hardships, difficulties and fitna.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair, Mufti Saab, wonderfully captured in a few moments, and mashallah gave us a good overview of the life of Haji Saab rahmatullah alayh. He was also present at the international ijtima that took place here in Indonesia, Mufti Saab, a few years back. And we had the opportunity of seeing him at that time also, mashallah.
Mashallah, Maulana. Haji Saab used to travel, you know, he used to travel extensively. He used to travel, all over Pakistan and all over the world. And he would never get tired. Despite his old age and everything, he was like a person who never got tired. He just went on and on and on. And he just continued doing his work, and nothing deterred him, nothing discouraged him, nothing put him down, nothing ever, made him despondent. He had a mission in front of him, and he was so devoted and dedicated, single-mindedness, as you would call, istikhlas, as they refer to it. He had absolute single-mindedness of purpose. He didn't care about what happened in the world, what were the political conditions, which country did what, and who was fighting with who, and what was going on. He had absolutely no... He was not influenced by any of these things whatsoever. Haji Saab was somebody who was single-minded. He kept in front of him his mission, and he carried on with his work, never mind what was happening around him. The whole world could have been collapsing on one side, but he had a vision in front of him, and that was to continue with the effort of Deen and to bring the Ummah back onto the effort of Deen. At the same time, Haji Saab was a very learned person, although he was not technically an alim, but he was very, very well learned, well read, he sat in the company of great great ulama. He was very aware of the conditions of the ummah around the world. He was very up to date. He kept himself well abreast of the developments, and he would express great concern if things were not right, and he would be disturbed and perturbed about, you know, adverse conditions of the ummah. So it was not that, you know, he was just completely oblivious of everything. Harsap was well aware, he was well informed, and he had great concern, and he could speak to different people on different levels, but at the same time, he was very single-minded when it came to his mission and purpose in life. And this is an amazing quality, a very great quality. His last bayan, which took place just a few days before his demise, he spoke about the life of Akhirah. And subhanAllah, he gave a very beautiful description of the life of the Akhirah. So in a sense, we could say that this was his message to the people around him, you know, to prepare for Akhirah. Perhaps he was fully aware of his, journey ahead of the Akhirah. And he was thus reminding others around him also about the journey of the Akhirah. So, yes, this is that great personality who has passed on, but we say that, you know, the demise of great people doesn't mean that it's a demise of Islam or the efforts of Islam or the work of Islam. Great people have come and gone in the history of the world. If anybody would have remained forever in this world, would have been none other than our beloved master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his beloved away also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the people after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his illustrious companions, his righteous successors, Khulafa Rashideen, they continued the mission and the work. So the work will not come to an end, the mission will continue, personalities will come and go, but the work of Allah will carry on, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is looking after this deen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard this deen, and he will protect this deen, and he will ensure the, you know, preservation of this deen. And so people will come and go, and Allah will use different people for the effort of deen, and so it will carry on right till the end of time. So therefore, when these personalities leave this world, then we do not become despondent and lose hope, but actually we do the work with renewed vigor. And this becomes sawab-e jariyah for the deceased, and it becomes a means of benefit for the living. So therefore, we should, those who are involved in these various efforts of deen should put themselves forward even more now, and say, Ya Allah, accept me as you accepted Hadisab and all the other pious elders before him, and accept us to continue and to do the work of deen. Those who will be accepted and those who will be used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the fortunate ones. Like people say, you know, you live in this world only once, so make the best of life. But the Muslim says, you die only once, so make the best of the life after death. So this is the difference between the outlook of a Muslim and others, that we say that you die once, you only die once. They say you live once only, but that's not correct. You live two lives, one life, the life of this world, and then you live the life of the Akhirah. But if you didn't live the life of this world properly, there's no life for you in the Akhirah. And if you live this life of this world as you should, then you have the true life, and that is the life of the Akhirah to end.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah Khairan, much appreciated. We hope to speak to you next week, inshallah. Mufti Sahib? Looks like we've lost Mufti Sahib there just towards the end of the program. Inshallah, we'll continue with the program next week and we'll look at more angles and more discussions. It's just about a minute left. We're not going to try and get Mufti Saab back on, just to say Jazakallah. But anyways, I'm sure Mufti Saab is listening to us. Jazakallah khairan Mufti Saab for your time. Much appreciated. Until we meet again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.